Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 71. Visible translated text is as follows. S.L. Asher, sworn for the defendant in Sir Rebuttal. About 2 weeks ago, I was coming to town between 5 and 10 minutes to one on the car, and there was a man who was talking very loud about the Frank case, and all of a sudden he said, "They ought to take that damn Jew out and hang him anyway." I took his number down to report him. Cross-examination. I have not had a chance to report since it happened. Additional statement made by defendant Leo M. Frank. In reply to the statement of the boy that he saw me talking to Mary Fagan when she backed away from me, that is absolutely false. That never occurred. In reply to the two girls, Robinson and Newell, that they saw me talking to Mary Fagan and that I called her Mary, I wish to say that they are mistaken. It is very possible that I have talked to the little girl in going through the factory and examining the work, but I never knew her name, either to call her Mary Fagan, Miss Fagan, or Mary. In reference to the statements of the two women who say that they saw me going into the dressing room with Miss Rebecca Carson, I wish to state that that is utterly false. It is a slander on the young lady, and I wish to state that as far as my knowledge of Miss Rebecca Carson goes, she is a lady of unblemished character. Defendant closes. 370.